And in this wonderful sermon, The Almost Christian, John Wesley gives his personal testimony. He tells about coming to Georgia, and he tells about his life. He was the son of an Anglican priest. His mother, Susanna Wesley, one of the great teachers of the ages, sat him at her knee and taught him the Bible. He went to Oxford University as a young boy, Charterhouse College, and he studied. He went to theology school and was ordained a priest and became an assistant pastor to his father. He went to the seminary at Oxford, and he taught theological seminary to the preacher boys. He came to Georgia as a missionary, wanting to preach the word of God to the Indians. But then he told about how on the ship over here, a storm came up, and he was afraid he was going to die. And he was terrified. He was frightened out of his senses. And he cried out to God out of his fear. And he looked over and he saw a little Moravian, German Christian family. And they were singing praise. And he was terrified and couldn't do anything. And even the children had a peace about facing death that he didn't have. And he said, there's something more to this Christian faith than what I've got. He lived on this island, as you know, and he left in disgrace. He went back to England, and there he went soon to the cathedral, and the choir was singing, not far from the kingdom, almost. And he wrote in his diary how moving that was. I feel like I'm almost there, but not quite. He was eager. He was the founder of the Holy Club. He was eager in his discipline, in his prayer, in his seeking after the will of God. He was almost a Christian. And then on April the 24th, 1738, he wrote in his diary later that about 8:45, as this layperson was reading from Martin Luther's preface to the book of Romans about how the just shall live by faith, and it's by faith alone, by the grace of God, you're saved. He said, I felt my heart strangely warmed. And I felt that I trusted Christ and Christ alone for my salvation. This heartwarming experience. And the next day he came down from the boarding house where he was staying, and he told Charles, his brother, and other people. He said, last night I became a Christian. What? John Wesley, you've always been a Christian. You grew up in the church. You sang those songs and learned those Bible verses. You did the whole thing. Your father was a priest in the Church of England. You went to seminary. You taught seminary. You're a missionary. You're ordained. You've always been a Christian. He said, no. All my life I've known in my mind that Christ was the Son of God, the Savior of the world. But said, last night I trusted him in my heart. That 18 inches from the mind to the heart is the most important 18 inches in the world. And he says, I know that I do love God and that God loves me and I'm his. Altogether a Christian. What's the difference? The difference, John Wesley says in this wonderful sermon, is the love of God. I love God. Before, the almost Christian is doing his duty, trying his best in order to be saved. But the altogether Christian is doing his best, doing his duty because he is saved. And he's had that warm grace of God surround him, and he knows that he knows that he knows that he's loved. And not only does he love God, he loves other people. He loves his neighbor. He loves God with all of his heart and all of his mind and all of his soul and all of his strength. And he loves his neighbor as he loves himself. The altogether Christian does. Not because he's got to, not because he's supposed to, not because it's his duty, not because he's going to be found out if he doesn't, but he loves his neighbor because he loves God, and God has shed the love of God in his heart for his neighbors. And the third thing that altogether Christian has is faith. Faith. Trusting kind of faith. Life-transforming kind of faith. God-given faith. And then John Wesley talks about this faith. He said that the devil knows the gospel's true. The Bible says that. The devil knows all about the grace of God, all about the love of God, all about the sacrificial death of Christ upon the cross. The devil believes all of it. Yes, he knows all of it's true. But he hadn't surrendered to God. How about you? I mean, it's not just a matter of going down the four spiritual laws. I check that and I check that and I check that and I believe that and I'm saved. Hallelujah. Glory to God. There's more to it than that. The devil believes all those things. But if you surrender, if you give up your efforts to be good enough, as John Wesley did at Aldersgate Street, and you just say, I surrender all, then the Holy Spirit comes and warms your heart and gives you an assurance that makes you say, He is Lord, He is Lord. He is risen from the dead and He is Lord. And not only that, it says, I love you, Lord, and I lift my voice to sing thy praise. Oh, my soul, rejoice. Give thanks, my God, for what you hear. May it be a sweet, sweet sound in your ear. The joy comes. The joy comes. The singing in the Spirit comes to an altogether Christian. How about you? Do you come to worship and do your duty and teach in the Sunday school and do all those things in order to please God because you think you've got to do that to be accepted of Him? If so, then perhaps you're an almost Christian. But if you love God, I mean love Him, and if when you come to church, you come to praise Him and to worship Him and to glorify Him because you love Him, and you come to be with your neighbors and your friends because you love them, maybe you're an altogether Christian.